recording has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
My heart tied in my ring.
Your mercy, we need your mercy, Lord. We need your grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Please, Lord Jesus, help us to look to you, oh God. Help us to depend on you, Lord. And, oh my God, anything that is in our way, we ask you to move it out of the way. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. And let your holy will be done. Not our will, Lord Jesus, but your will comes first. Your will is over our will. Let our will perish. But, Lord, let your will be done in our lives. Have your eternal way. In the name of Jesus, we pray a special prayer, Lord, for Pastor Jackson, our president.
Yes.
Oh, God, we're asking that you will touch him, Lord. that you will bless whatever he's going through, Lord. Give him the strength to endure. Give him the strength to go through, Lord Jesus. We know you're able. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Not our will, my God, but your will be done. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. In the name of Jesus, look on all of our families, oh God. Lord Jesus, bless our family members. Those who are not saved, we pray, God, that you will save their souls. Remember those who are incarcerated, those who are less fortunate, Lord. Oh God, those who are lost and without hope, remember them tonight and bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now. And Lord, we count it as done, and we give you thanks. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your goodness toward us. We thank you, Lord, because you didn't have to wake us this morning. You didn't have to give us your grace, do anything for us, Lord. But we're so thankful and so grateful that you showed us mercy, that you had compassion on us, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, and we praise your holy name. We ask you right now, Lord, to accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for prayer. And tonight, we're looking to have a great time in church service. Amen, inside the church building in the sanctuary of God. And again, I'm on the outside, so you might hear traffic in the background. Welcome on up to the church door. Praise the Lord, and hopefully they have started service, and you can just tune on in for the remainder of the broadcast. Praise be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't start yet. We didn't start yet. Praise the Lord. But maybe we can have a scripture reading and perhaps some announcement. Again, you know, we are now the Prayer Works Ministry. Praise the Lord. Formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Hope you all can hear me. Praise the Lord. I do have some noise in the background. But again, we do thank God for this great opportunity, for this ministry. I'm not sure how long it'll be before they actually get started in the service. Praise the Lord. But I don't want to have any dead space with no sound. Praise God. So I can actually sing a song of praise to the Lord. Glory to God. And you can join in with me singing this song to the glory and honor of God. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind staying on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has blessed me. It's another day the Lord has blessed me. He has kept me from all evil when my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Praise be to God. Another day the Lord has kept me. Praise the Lord. He blessed me to travel up to New Jersey for the funeral service of my cousin who passed away. And he blessed me to return back to Maryland.
And amen.
I thank him for watching over me, praise God, because so many things are happening every day, and danger is all out there. And by the grace of God, I was able to go and come back safely without harm, and I give God the praise. I thank God because he brought me out. The Lord delivered me, praise God. I thank him because he looked down on a wretch like me. He had mercy on my soul. Praise be to God. And I have to give God the praise. Tonight is Friday night, and I'm really looking forward to having a good time in service. Praise the Lord. I'm just so excited. Can't hardly wait for them to get started. And I want you also to enjoy the service along with me. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to walk back up to the door and see if they have started yet. I do want to walk in while service is going on. This way we can hear the praises of the Lord and the service going on. But perhaps we can have, I know we have Evangelist Khadija on. And we also thank God for Evangelist May. And again, we ask you to keep them in your prayers. She lost her father. So we are praying for the bereaved Edmund family. And we ask you to lift them up in your prayers. Amen. And also Sister Kalisa Hope lost her brother. So let's keep her and her family in our prayers as well. And any other families or loved ones who have been bereaved of someone dear, someone close, please lift them up in your prayers. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Khadija. I didn't necessarily want to go that way. I was hoping that the service was going to be going on so we could just pick up the live recorded service. Nevertheless, sounds like I hear some music. Let me just check one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. They have gotten started. And that's where I want to walk in there. You can hear the praises of the Lord going on. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So maybe we can get the contact information for Prayer Works Ministry where you can call in and listen, or you're invited to be on our guest call-in line, and maybe she can give those few little announcements. And it does sound like
amen.
It's going on. Amen. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, I'll just go ahead and do it really quickly then.
Amen.
Okay,
let's
amen.
Let's
so thank you. Thank you for tuning. Oh, we're going to walk. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 551-241-6677, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. Amen. God bless. Amen. You done? Amen.
Amen. All right. Walking on in. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. for this being you only have this sin. Father, we know that if we confess, you're able to sanctify. Hallelujah! Continue to sanctify. Oh, God, it's just the power. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost power. Oh, God, is able to do the complete work, God. We don't have a multitude of words, God, but we have a praise, God. Father, we come to hear you. So move by your spirit, we humbly ask you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, help us to get on one accord, God. So when your people got on one accord, one mind, and one heart, and one voice, God, all of a sudden there came a sound from heaven. As a mighty rushing wind on top. Hallelujah. God, we understand that you're God and you change that. God, so give us all one accord on top. Let the Spirit of God move. And we speak as you give the utterance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, anoint us, oh God. Anoint us afresh. Can't do nothing without your anointing. It's your anointing that destroys your God. And remember our pastor, Pastor Patricia Smith, oh God. To all the leaders that stand it, oh God, on the front line, on the hall, in his right, God. In the name of Jesus, God, remember them tonight, oh God. In every secret prayer, every supplication, God. Whatever's needed in the house tonight, God, if it's healing, salvation, sanctification, provision, God, whatever's needed, bless your people. Don't let us even say where we come. God, we praise you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Give us the praise, thanks. It's all right to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is Hallelujah. 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 What you do is take the Thank you.
Hallelujah. to be here on tonight. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
All right. God. Hey, God.
Amen. And we've been married 24 years to be 25.
That's right.
I watched God transform both of us.
That's all right.
So when, when I got saved, I didn't get saved to preach. I got saved because I didn't walk over here. And all of the gifts and all of those things that came with salvation, God brought both of us from teenage living in the projects and right on through raising four kids.
That's all right.
Amen. We're growing in grace together.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I tell you, when you're looking to get married, don't get married from where you were at. Get married so somebody can go where God is speaking to you.
That's all right.
Yeah, I got married, I had waves like an ocean. Amen. And as you see, all the waves are gone. So she lived right there. From lay members to preachers, evangelists, pastors, to elders, she's been able to transition and you're still walking around. And so I tell her, get in there, get somebody to go with God. It's taking you. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. We thank God for this revival. Amen. This, Sister Hall said it has been a journey. And Pastor Smith, I don't know if you remember my Uncle James Hall. And the Frank Hall and James Hall, I don't know if you remember this. We went to Springfield, Illinois to go to his homeboy service. That was the last of all my grandmother, Mother Hall's sons, was on Wednesday night. And we thank God that he gave us safe travel. And through the mountains, Kentucky, Tennessee, and all of that. And then to get back to the duty, I had a desire.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I tell people anything you desire in God, make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen.
Oh, that's the name of the Lord. All you got to do is delight yourself also in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you the desire of your heart. I'm saved about sanctified. Filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I have a mind to live right.
Yeah,
live hope. God, I'm not shucking you guys. Yes. Gotta be holy. God say holiness without. No man shall see the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 4. Psalms 4. We want to look at 1 and 2. Let me say just a note of this. Then my suffering might the Lord be Jesus. Know not what, oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Then my suffering like the Lord, Jesus, Lord, God, oh Lord, God, you know Jesus, so all I struggle, He will
Jesus,
oh,
Understand.
to wait for. Means you expecting something to happen.
Glory be to God.
God.
Hallelujah.
And you're waiting on someone. Somebody say, Lord, there's a difference. The wait is worth the while. And the waiting is a positive action.
My Lord.
But demonstrate by active dependency upon God in obedience.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Just waiting upon God is a spiritual discipline.
Yes.
That we should seek to practice in our lives.
Amen.
I want you to understand, we can't be microwave Christians.
Nope.
But folks, you know, you can get by on microwave dinner, but nothing like a good home cooker.
Nothing like it.
The watch on something.
Oh, glory to God.
We cannot be used to be instant with everything.
Amen.
I know sometimes you don't have time to cook the oatmeal to get an instant pack.
Uh-huh.
Instant pack of plate of grits.
Yes, I know.
But if you ever had those that were cooked versus those in the instant pack, that's a big difference. Somebody say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wait. Stay in place. God. They had expectations of. When you're waiting on God, you don't just wait. I don't even know expectations.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I cannot expect it to
happen.
I'm waiting on the Lord. Wait for it.
Oh,
no, you wait for it. Because you have an expectation. That whatever I read is going to change. Somebody say thank you, Lord. And not only that, when you wait with an expectation, you have to be like David said in Psalm 46 and 10. When he said, be still and know that I am God. So sometimes you got to just be present. Sometimes God plan us and allow us to stay in a valley experience. Because everybody can sing and shout and jump on the mountaintop. But what are you going to do in the valley? We can get in the valley. We just still got to pray. When we get in the valley, can you still say, I break down?
Thank you. I'm going to change your mind. Oh,
Then there are times when God wants to wait. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, Lord, help me wait. Question was asked. This is so important. How do you know that God wants you to wait?
Hallelujah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Typically, when you find yourself wavering, wobbling between your options, there will be no decision made. I don't know how many did it before. Yeah. But anyway, I thought this was what we did, but now I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Wobbling. Wavering.
Yeah.
And yet there's no decision made. And watch this. You still doubt when you made a decision. Yeah. Was it the right choice?
Oh,
yeah. Not
enough.
When you doubt, was it the right choice? This is a sign that God is calling you to wait. You are in a season of waiting.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
And waiting solely on Him. Do you hear what I'm saying? Knowing this, that He will show up on time. And the wait will be worth the while. David said in the start, second verse, he said, out of the miracle. Why is the miracle? This mother, troublesome situation.
Don't get something like what we is, okay?
Big mother, troubling situation. But we must look at tomorrow and see the potential for it to become something greater. In other words, you are in the middle of it now, but you got to see something greater.
Hallelujah.
You got to see it. Things don't happen instantly. Sometimes your soul is put to the test. Your testimony is put to the test. Your praise is put to the test. In the season of waiting. Because anybody can shout and jump when everything is happening like the Lord. Everybody got a testimony when it's working in your faith. But in that valley of waiting, can you still give God praise? Some of those who would declare they waited and the wait was worth the while. I'm going to give you three witnesses. Don't tell them. Come on, Abraham. Isaac. God told Abraham, and the Bible said, when Sarah was past her prime, God said, I'm going to give you a child through Sarah. Y'all know the story. I don't have to talk about all that. Sarah got in a hurry, gave him a hand, hey God. Here come Ishmael. God said, I ain't studying Ishmael. I'll bless him, but he's not the one. But somebody said, when the fullness of time, and I like what God said, at the appointed time, here comes Isaac. And I believe that if Sarah was here
from the day of the anointing to the day of stepping into the kingship.